At the Academy Awards on Sunday, singer John Legend and rapper Common will perform the song Glory, which is nominated for Best Original Song from the movie Selma.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours.
That movie, Selma, is nominated for Best Picture. It dramatizes the 1965 protests for voting rights led by Martin Luther King Jr. NPR's pop critic Ann Powers has written for NPR Music about the very particular way the film uses music. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, Glory plays over the end credits of Selma, so the song is not supposed to exist in the era that the film depicts, but it does connect back to that time. And how do you see it making a connection?
The song is structured sort of like a bridge between the gospel music that was so crucial to the civil rights movement and contemporary R&B and rap. So John Legend's part is very stirring, very uplifting, taken right out of gospel. And then you have Common, who also plays a preacher in the film, rapping in a very preacherly style and even bringing in references to contemporary politics like Michael Brown's shooting and the protests that happened in Ferguson this past year.
One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up.
And again, there, the song Glory. And you've written that one of the most powerful moments in Selma does revolve around music. It's a scene where Mahalia Jackson sings the gospel song, Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
It's a scene where Martin Luther King, needing inspiration and strength, phones his close friend, the gospel great Mahalia Jackson, and has her sing to him, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, over the phone. Ledisi, the wonderful California singer, plays Mahalia Jackson in the film.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on.
This scene is so exquisite. It really captures how the film Selma relies on the connections between the very, very personal and the political. And it also connects to real life. Martin Luther King's favorite gospel hymn was Take My Hand, Precious Lord, and he was friends with Mahalia Jackson. So although I can find no record of him calling her in the middle of the night as he does in this scene, he definitely asked her to sing it on many occasions. She sang it at his funeral. It was the last thing he said to another musician, Ben Branch, before he was killed, was that he hoped Branch would perform Take My Hand, Precious Lord at the gathering that evening. It's just such a huge part of Martin Luther King's life to rely on this song.
And as much as the song Glory is the official theme of the movie Selma, Take My Hand, Precious Lord has become an unofficial theme. How did that happen?
At the Grammys a couple of weeks ago, there was a finale that featured John Legend and Common performing Glory, and Beyoncé led in by singing Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Now, some people criticize Beyoncé's performance because she's not a conventional gospel-style singer the same way that Ledisi is. But I believe this song is a messenger. It travels beyond the bounds of the church. And if Beyoncé did it in a more pop style, it speaks to a different audience. I thought it was a profound moment, and I was so happy to see this fundamental song in American popular music once again playing out on the world stage.
Ann, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Ann Powers is pop music critic for NPR News.
Lead, lead, lead me on.
It is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montagne.
Sing it, Renee. I'm Steve Inskeep.